The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's Tuesday at 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time where we are. And of course, at the Power Hour, we function because of the Power Mall. That's right. And for those of you who haven't been to my Substack page, it's davekrieger.substack.com. I just posted a video on there last night explaining what this little shindig in Dallas I'm holding. It's the last workshop I'm going to do. I'm publicly declaring it. I've got other interests I want to pursue, and so this will be my last workshop. For those of you that want to attend, it's called Advanced CODA, which is Chain of Title Assessment. And for those of you who are legally minded, I encourage you to attend because you actually can help people. Yeah, you can help people. If you knew that an attorney, I had several attorneys actually tell me, and I put it on my video. So it's actually out there in the hinterland. I posted it on LinkedIn last night, too. So, I mean, it's literally when you're in a situation like this and you have an attorney that tells you, well, the average homeowner, if they, you know, because I said, well, how long can you keep somebody in their house when they're in foreclosure? He said, oh, over 2 years. I'm like, well, if you can do that, why can't homeowners do that? And, you know, the number of foreclosures is going up. I said on the video I taped last night and posted on LinkedIn and my Substack page, over 35,000 just in the month of September. And if you're one of the 35,000, that's a pisser. So that's why we're offering 20% off of my books at the Power Mall, because that's what keeps us going. 10% off Good Health Naturally products. 20% off the Health Point machine. I have one. I bought it at regular price. I'm telling you, it's worth every penny, but we're going to give it to you for 20% off for a very limited time because we have a very limited number in stock, just like the seats in my upcoming workshop. I've got six seats left. Six, count them. Yep. And it may change as of today. You better, if you're serious about it, go to the Substack page and look. I'm talking about acupressure here on the other end of the Health Point machine. I have one of these things. We've used it. Runs on a 9-volt battery. Does not have to be plugged in. You do not need electricity to run this thing. And you can give yourself acupuncture figuratively. All these acupuncture points. You use acupressure to do the same thing. It's a microcurrent stimulator. Your body, of course, as you know, responds to frequency. And if it's lacking somewhere, this puts it back into your body where it's needed or lacking. It just stimulates your own body's healing system. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it's so easy to do. You apply one hand in the back of the grounding plate, then search the particular areas of pain or discomfort. And when you hear the high-pitched sound, push the button, and it treats it. It's that simple. And, of course, it comes with a easy-to-read-and-understand manual. And I do believe at thepowermall.com we have a Health Point Get Guide, all you need to know. Plus, there's some videos available on the new blog post at thepowermall.com, videos to actually get you started with the Health Point machine. So we encourage you to buy one of those things. Who knows? Might be able to charge for treating other people. Did I say that? No, that would be practicing medicine, wouldn't it? You guys know better. But you never know. Oh, did I do that Biden again? Did I whisper in the microphone? Did I say something that actually made sense? Unlike that moron in the White House with the mental acuity of a 2-year-old or office furniture, take your pick. 10% off of Strauss Natural products. And now we have the 3.4 fluid ounce size of the cardio, kidney, prostate, and bladder formula. So 3.4 instead of the big one, it's the little one, the Litlin, for those of you out there in the hinterland. And of course, the winter wellness bundle offer is still ongoing. $53 is your price. It's already been discounted. And of course, that allows you to add the silver gel 24 part per million and Optivita silver liquid 10 part per million to complete the winter wellness bundle, because the 10 part per million silver liquid is the optimum formula to keep yourself healthy when everybody around you has the sniffles. And of course, if you listen to the Jay's Corner on the Power Hour last week, Colostomin, Black Seed Plus capsules, oil of black seed, silver liquid, 10 part per million, and spray accessory kit, and the Willard Water Gel, that's the aloe gel, 16 ounce size, and the silver gel, 24 part per million. Now, here's the thing. Remember when I said about the winter wellness bundle? Silver gel, 24 part per million, and Optivita silver liquid, 10 part per million. Well, they are 15% off. You cannot not afford to add them to your complement when you order the winter wellness bundle. So do that when the Power Mall opens, or you can go online and do that. Everything's already been calculated for you at checkout. We also have the DuraFlow water filters and aqua pails now back in stock for those of you that want to order them. And of course, those of you that are not familiar with how we function here at the Power Hour, if you're new listeners, if you go to thepowerhour.com or thepowermall.com, you can click on the newsletter tabs and subscribe. And it gets you the free email blast of all our news that we cover and we don't cover in more detail, so you can read up on it. And you can be in the know when all your neighbors are going, who? You know, what are those three kinds of people? People who make things happen, people who watch things happen, and people who wonder what happened. We have a couple of stories for people who wonder what happened. Yeah, it was Forrest Gumpism. Stupid is as stupid does. Yep. Yeah, you just never know what's in the gene pool these days. But, you know, God loves everybody. And so if you have a prayer request, if you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the community tab, you got two choices here. You can submit a prayer request, or you can participate in the forum by signing up and sharing your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics. And of course, your donations are always appreciated. If you go to thepowerhour.com, click us the support us tab. That will get you into where you can either buy us a coffee or do whatever. Make a regular donation, commit to doing it monthly, which we always love. You can donate by mail at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Check our money order. It's okay. You can call Jay at the Power Mall when we open at 8 a.m. Central at 877-817-9829 and make a donation that way. And when you see the Power Mall pop up on your credit card donation, don't panic. That is our support base. That's where all the paychecks come from. That's where everything generates from, because that's where the income stream generates from, the Power Mall. That's how we stay on the air, because without your purchasing of the products to keep you healthy, well, we go away. You don't want that. So we appreciate that. Tony L., lover of history, is going to be on the show later in the second hour. This is very similar to Vince Elliott. Tony's the host of the Project Third Eye Opened podcast. So this should be interesting. Talking about America's promise. So, yeah, if you liked this show with Vince Elliott, you're going to love this one. Tony L. 9 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m., still working on coffee cup number two. How about yourself? Are you joining in? We can open the phone lines for those of you that want to chime in on the calls on anything we're talking about with your call. 844-769-2944. The State Department, and we're talking about the U.S. Inc. State Department, is urging all Americans in Lebanon to leave now while commercial flight options remain available. Now, this is because of the growing tensions in the region due to Hezbollah's sustained attacks on Israel from across its northern border with Lebanon. So here's the thing. U.S. citizens who want to stay put in Lebanon need to prepare contingency plans for emergency situations. That's a quote from the State Department. In other words, you stay, you're there at your own risk. That's basically what they're saying. In other words, what are you, an idiot? Why are you there? Why are you in the middle of a war zone? Do you enjoy the risk of being shot or blown up or taken hostage? Do you enjoy that idea? What's the matter with you people? See, we talked about the people who wonder what happened. Yeah. And not only that, but they've got a list of places that you need to leave or you shouldn't be in if you're going to travel there. You know, that's another warning. Places not to travel. And they are so widespread. A lot of them are to Europe, Eastern Europe, Asia, all over South America and Mexico and Africa, of course, but more so near the war zone. I mean, seriously, when you look at the map and you see all the stars there on the map, and you'll get that if you get our email blast. We're like, why bother going anywhere? Oh, geez, this sound like lockdown? Like we can't go have fun somewhere? Well, I don't know. You know, why don't you all drive down to Mexico and hook up with the cartels? Maybe they can find something for you to do. You see, this is the stupid is, the stupid does part of this thing because people are still planning vacations to go to Mexico. And it's just a matter of time before the cartels invade Puerto Vallarta and all the other places, Cancun and whatnot. Just a matter of time. Well, how I got to go down there because the drugs are cheaper. Really? Is it worth your life? There are people who will do it every day of the week. That duh moment. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Hamas apparently has released a mother and daughter. Two more hostages, of course, yesterday, but is still holding more than 200, according to officials. So, I don't know. Biden administration, of course, is advising Israel, like they're going to listen, to delay a ground invasion of Gaza to allow more time for hostage negotiations and humanitarian aid to reach there. Really? See, here it is. They're admitting that they are giving Gaza humanitarian aid, a lot of it. All of our tax dollars are going over there, and chances are Hamas is going to intercept that money, and it's going to go into somebody else's pocket. Hey, but, you know, what do we do? Do we get on the phone and call our congressman and say, what in the hell's going on here? What are you people doing? You trying to destroy our country? Are you a commie pig? I mean, I've yet to hear anybody. Of course, if you call your congressman that, they're liable to sick the FBI on you. Yeah, they called up and called me a commie pig. Yeah, you imagine that? I mean, it's bad enough they're going after Catholics and churchgoers and parents that show up at school board meetings to complain. You know, what good? I mean, Congress is in such disarray right now, and we'll talk about that here shortly. So anyway, one of the freed hostages, 85-year-old grandmother, I'm not going to say her name because it sounds too much like the swear word the FCC doesn't like. They're talking about the spider web of tunnels underneath Gaza that Hamas has. And that they were hit by sticks on the journey, but most of the hostages were being treated well. They were just shuttled around. So anyway, Biden, of course, hints at saving Hamas through a ceasefire if all the hostages are released. Oh, don't you bet on it. You see, Netanyahu cannot be controlled by Biden. I really believe Netanyahu thinks that Biden is a hair-sniffing, ice-cream-munching idiot. And, of course, those of you from Gaza who want to leave, Scotland's first minister, Humza Yousaf, now, it's a magic. Remember what we tell you about multiculturalism? Well, that doesn't sound like Scottish to me. No, Humza Yousaf. He's announced the country is welcoming refugees from Gaza, even you jihadists. Come on up. Yeah, maybe you can learn to play the bagpipe while you're at it. Wear a kilt. Do all those things Scottish people do. Get drunk and blow stuff up. Yeah. No, they don't do that. the jihadists do. But see, Scotland is willing to be the first country in the United Kingdom to take those refugees. Wow, they just love multiculturalism, don't they? Scotland has such heritage. In fact, in certain states right now, they got the Scottish festivals going on. Bagpipe competitions and all sorts of stuff going on around the country. Tis the season. But, wow, now they want to multiculturalize Scotland so it can turn into another London. And, of course, Dutch farmers and fishermen representing the canary in the coal mine in the battle to destroy agriculture worldwide are looking at this global Holodomor, which is the intentional destruction of agriculture. And everything that's happening to the Dutch farmers is being replicated in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and throughout Europe. Holodomor means death by hunger, as it was intentionally inflicted on Ukrainian peasants during the 1932-33 uprisings, killing at least 5 million. So now that it's forming, the Holodomor, it should be as plain as your nose and your face. And of course, there's a paper out that you can read on our email blast representing every facet of the attack in the Netherlands. And there's still time to thwart these evil plans. But the vast majority of the intended victims, they're number three.
What happened?
Clueless. And of course, if you do dope in Canada and you're addicted, guess what? The legislature is now reportedly poised to legalize medically assisted suicide for people addicted to drugs. Some in the country are worrying the Canada's gone too far with that one. Yep, they're going to expand its medical assistance in dying or MAID law this spring to include people whose sole medical condition is mental illness, which also covers those who have a substance abuse disorder. Hey there, buddy. You want to get high? You want to really see God? You want to go to heaven? Well, come on down here. You're addicted to drugs? Here, get on the table. We're going to strap you down and inject you with some really good stuff. Really bitching formula here, man. You're just going to love this. Oh, sorry. You're going to be going to sleep permanently. You're going to take your dirt nap now. What? You're strapped down to the table and you can't get up? Too bad. Another way to kill people. Why are people, I mean, seriously, those of you on drugs in Canada, you got a lot to worry about. And of course, you know, we got a story in our email blast that you literally have to read about why AI is not the only thing you have to worry about. And the story is, why are people so obedient? It's a formula for compliance and tyranny. Obedience allows totalitarianism to rule. Wear that mask. Take that jab. See what I mean? Stay in your house. Wipe down your groceries. Wipe your feet. Brush your teeth. Wash your hands. Wow. Yeah. Blow your nose. Sneeze in your sleeve. Not in the open air. And you do it because you may be hardwired to support the majority opinion. Like you walk into the grocery store during COVID, everybody's wearing a mask, but you, and they're all looking at you weird. What are you, one of those conspiracy theorists? You should wear a mask because if you don't, you're un-American.
Wow.
Even if it goes against your own self-interest, you are hardwired if you go in and you see everybody in the store wearing a mask. I better put one on. Whether you agree or not, you may be biologically wired to go with the flow and stick with the majority, even if you don't agree with their intentions. And believe it or not, this was a study conducted in the 1950s by psychologist Solomon Asch. This now classic social psychology experiment showing the power of peer pressure and the desire to fit in, go along to get along. And so because of studies like this, governments, corporate giants, globalists, all the WEF, they're going to shape public opinion and behavior of the masses by manufacturing illusions of consensus. Yep. That's what they want to do. False beliefs about public majority opinions. Yes, there's a poll out saying that 99% of people should wear a mask outside. You should, too. I'm Britt Hume. What a moron. The more he opens his mouth, the worse it gets. He used to be credible. Not like Walter Cronkite. We thought even he was credible, but now I'm not so sure. But of course, this thing about noncompliance can trigger a ripple effect that can change society overnight. You just wait. You watch what the Biden administration does. They are going to make it look like it's okay to accept all these immigrants. You should welcome them into the country, not because they're cheap labor, but because they're human, just like you. And we forgot to mention it, but we want to overpopulate with foreign people because they're not white. Yeah. And see, the thing is that some of these stories that I read, a lot of people don't have access to. You have to pay to access them. But now we're starting to see more and more stories out about the potential for an attack on U.S. soil. And I'm talking about the major cities, which is where the most impact will occur. That's where you can influence and scare the most people with a terrorist attack at any given moment. And it's getting, you know, more and more to the point where people are not trusting the FBI, but they're locking and loading. Might be a good idea, because you just never know when it could come to a neighborhood near you. You don't know what they might do. People I've talked to think they might set off a dirty bomb. Any number of things could happen. They blow stuff up. I mean, look at the Boston bombing. That was terror attack. They found the two guys, foreign students, right? They found them. One of them is hiding inside of a boat. Yeah, he's doing life. Yeah, only, you see, the thing is they're going to target the big cities. They're not going to target the little towns. If you live out in the country, you probably don't stand the same risk as people in the big cities do. But they're going to find some place that's really populated and do the dirty. That's the opinion of a lot of writers now. Now, where they're getting this from, I don't know. A lot of people are very complacent and they don't care. Oh, if they set off a bomb, I'll just die and go to heaven. Yeah, they don't care. There's no concern there. Then there's are totally clueless that don't even understand what's going on around them. And believe it or not, the media's got labels. Can you believe the title, Low Welfare Eggs? What is this, for people on food stamps? Nope. Concerns are growing that the post-Brexit trade deals in the UK could lead to further decline in quality as battery farm eggs are reintroduced. They're called low welfare eggs, and they're flooding into the UK from abroad, Poland, other places. This, according to The Guardian, warning the effects of Brexit could cause even more to be imported. We're talking about eggs.
That incredible edible egg.
Yeah. Official data reveals that between 2021 and 23, the number of eggs imported from Poland rose by more than 2,000%. From 46 consignments to 1,095, the number imported from Italy also increased by almost 300%. Why? Because they're killing their flocks? What is that? Nope. Recent reports showed a large salmonella outbreak earlier this year was linked to Polish eggs. But still, these post-Brexit trade deals could lead to a further decline in quality as low-fare eggs from caged hens enter the UK. See, when you kill off your own flocks and people want eggs, there's no place else to get them, so you import them at risk. And the Animal and Plant Health Agency over there in the UK apparently doesn't really much do a lot of screening, it appears. So these battery farm eggs get to sneak into the country, and you just don't know what you're going to end up with. I think they're really trying to either A, starve people or make them sick. By the way, for those of you about they don't want you healthy. Dr. Mark Richards fans, he's going to be joining us on the show later this week. He's been on before, and we've had him on a month or so ago, and he's coming back on the show, and I hope he has a list of all the places where you can go get testosterone injections. We'll find that out. We'll query him on that. I like that word, query. It's an inquiry. Yeah. 25 minutes after the hour, moving into U.S. snooze and politics and government. The U.S. government, of course, I told you about the map, the travel advisory levels for over 200 countries. Are you sleeping still? And they rank them from level 1 to level 4. Like, okay, isn't going to any of these places right now probably not a good thing? Well, no, you should exercise normal precautions. Yeah.
Who'll follow the Olympic road?
Okay, whatever. Do you trust your State Department? I mean, is the government, are all the agencies compulsive liars? And of course, Biden says the U.S. will build, quote, a new world order. Yep, Washington's going to shape it. The United States-led world order has sort of run out of steam, but Washington's going to fix this. The new system designed by the sociopaths that created the current system, if you think it'll be better, you're delusional. The new system or world order will remove the illusion of freedom and ensure permanent, inescapable slavery for all but a few human beings on the planet. Yeah. Yeah, this is what Biden is telling his supporters over the weekend. The U.S. has the opportunity to do things. Yep. And of course, who's reporting this? RT. Think about that. Huh. Biden just can't get this nonsense out of his head. He thinks that in the New World Order, he's going to get to eat ice cream and snip all the hair he wants. We'll see about that. I mean, when you get China's president Xi Jinping referring to the U.S. as declining on multiple occasions and hailed the emergence of a multipolar world. You see, Chinese, they don't want U.S. enforced rules. China wants its own rules. They have a ruling class, which means everybody else is going to be a slave. So just say no. And of course, Trump is denying saying anything classified to anybody about submarines or whatever. Said this Mar-a-Lago garbage about him sharing the stuff with an Australian billionaire was fake news. And he was, of course, proceeded to say that the story was leaked by deranged prosecutor Jack Smith and the Biden political opponent abuser DOJ about a red-haired weirdo from Australia named Anthony Pratt. It's fake news. He didn't say anything about that. He did speak to him about creating jobs in Ohio and Pennsylvania, because that's what he's all about. The Schiff Show continues in Washington. We will be back after the break. These important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall are coming across the airwaves right now. You need to listen, because it's always important, the things we have to share here. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. If you're a first-time caller, phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in on anything that we're talking about right now regarding the Schiff show, House Republicans are going back to the drawing board as the speaker search nears its three-week mark. You see, there is so much confusion going on in D.C. right now. Everybody is so deeply divided in the Republican conference. It's all back to square one. They don't want Jim Jordan. They don't want Steve Scalise. Everybody, you know, we had 9 different people throwing their hat in the ring. Good luck with that. Now, the thing is, The House of Representatives has essentially been closed for nearly three full weeks. Nothing is going on there. And of course, as you know, next month, because of this 45-day emergency stopgap period that's going on here, as we get closer to that date, all of the government could shut down. Because the House is doing nothing, and both the House and the Senate have to agree on a budget in order to keep themselves up and running. But if the House can't get their act together, the question then becomes, how many of you really care if the United States government shuts down? I would love it to see it shut down for a year, because we don't need those blowhards, those gas bags that spend all of our tax dollars like a drunken sailor in a strip club. We don't need them. They're supposed to be doing the will of we the people, not the other way around. I heard one talk show yesterday saying that they could take 435 rednecks and, you know, people from all over the conservative states. And we're talking about people that have an IQ of somewhere around 100. And they could put them in D.C. And they could do a better job of running it than our Congress is doing. Because our Congress is there because they're there. They're self-serving. They don't care about you or me. They care about their paycheck, their health care benefits, and all the things we the people don't get, like that pension after serving two or four terms in Congress. They get this nice, big, fat pension that they can retire on, plus free health care, all at our expense. Now, do you care, really, that the government would shut down? I don't care if the whole government shuts down and nothing functions. I don't care. Some people that say, well, we won't get our Social Security checks. No, you will. Don't let them scare you with that. Now, see, when you signed up for Social Security, you volunteered in. Did you know that? There's an actual OMB form out there where you can volunteer out. There is. Most people don't know about it. Because they volunteered in because they were promised a paycheck later in life. It was kind of like their own government savings plan. And then Congress realized they could tap into it and spend it like a drunken sailor in a strip club. And this is what they've been doing, spending it down to where it's virtually bankrupt. You remember Dr. Gary North, right? One of Reagan's senior economic advisors said, this is one of the biggest Ponzi schemes ever been played in America. Thank you, Rosenfeld. The raw deal. So, you know, that's food for thought. Now, here's the other thing for those of you that like to fly. As long as you're going to board an airplane, keep an eye on the flight deck. You know what the flight deck is, right? That's the area in the front that consists of the cockpit with a locked door. Well, the cockpit has a jump seat in it. Yeah. And how do you know that those who occupy the flight deck, including the jump seat, don't suffer from a mental illness? I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about somebody that literally wants to kill themselves and use the plane's mechanisms to do it with and take everybody else with them. Well, guess what? A U.S. pilot has been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder. 83 counts. Why? Because that's how many people were on Alaska Airlines Flight 2059, operated by Horizon Air from Everett, Washington. It was diverted on Sunday after reporting a credible security threat, according to an FAA statement. So what happened was this U.S. pilot decided he was going to hitch a ride in the jump seat, which a lot of them do. So he boarded the Embraer 175 regional jet, and that while it was airborne, allegedly attempted to disable the engines by deploying the fire suppression system. Huh. And as soon as he reached for the controls and flipped the switch, the pilot and the co-pilot are like, what the hell are you doing? And deactivated what he just did and turned around and jumped the guy. Must have had it on autopilot. And of course, then they radioed Tower and said, I'll give you a heads up. We got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit. This is what he's telling FAA air traffic control. Doesn't sound like he's causing any issue at the back. I think he's subdued. In other words, I wonder if the passengers opened a can of whoop-ass on him. They should have. Wow, Live ATC has the communication to the tower from the pilot. Alaska Airlines flight number 2055. It was bound for San Francisco and was diverted to Portland. And of course, we need law enforcement as soon as we land is something else that the pilot just said. Why? I guess you're going to have to wonder whether the guy sitting in the jump seat's got a mental problem as well as anybody else on the flight deck. Now, we have to worry about that. Did the pilot get the jab? Is he going to stroke out in the cockpit? Who's flying this thing? Now you get to worry about the guy in the jump seat whacking out and trying to disable the plane and send it crashing into the ground so he can kill himself and 83 people on board. That's why they charge him with 83 counts of attempted murder. Oh, this guy is never going to fly again, I guarantee you. But why do we have to risk that sacrifice? How do we know that somebody else isn't going to try to pull that stuff? Like some jihadist. How do we know? We don't. You want to repeat a 9/11? I don't think so. Nobody does. But hey, Biden, he doesn't care. He would have. They crashed the plane into Rehoboth Beach, into his summer home. He'd care then. But see, if it's not happening to him or Congress or anybody there that doesn't give a rat's patootie about we the people, it's not going to happen someplace else. Oh, well, no big deal. Wow. Yeah, I feel sorry for those people on Maui. FEMA was already on the ground, according to Biden. Go figure. Here's another little Bidenistic thing. Crack pipe, anyone? Guess what? His FDA is pushing to ban menthol cigarettes after it's pressed for safe crack pipe distribution and marijuana reform. So let's all get high. Yeah. Let's get high and go to Canada where we can have a ride out. They'll strap us down to the table and inject us with drugs and put us to sleep forever. We can go take a dirt nap. You watch the homeless cities get worse. Yeah. Menthol ban on cigarettes. Wow. Black leaders, the ACLU, and other similarly minded groups have voiced concern that a menthol ban could lead to further policing of black communities. I mean, what are you going to do? Stop somebody because they're black and ask them if they're smoking a menthol cigarette and bust them for it? Really? What is this nonsense? Welcome to the U.S. Inc. government, folks. Consortium News has sued NewsGuard and the U.S. government over censorship collaboration. Like I said, AI isn't the only thing we got to worry about. See, the thing is NewsGuard was set up by the U.S. government. And of course, they have a relationship with Pentagon Cyber Command. And so what happened was in 2021, the Pentagon contracted with NewsGuard to develop a system called Misinformation Fingerprints to catalog known hoaxes, falsehood, and misinformation narratives that are spreading online. So, people like Consortium News, this is a news website focused on foreign policy founded by an award-winning journalist who helped break the Iran-Contra story in the 80s. Because it's reporting stuff that the Pentagon doesn't want people to know. The Pentagon, of course, censored them, and now they're suing. And, of course, with the social media censorship, not everybody is on the Supreme Court is happy about the latest decision that the Biden White House can resume censoring conservatives on social media for now. Samuel Alito being one of them. The justice called it highly disturbing. It's freedom of speech, folks. You have the right to dissent from the mainstream opinion. And of course, Alito wrote a dissent from the court's ruling, noting the injunction the justices now blocked had stopped Biden administration officials from either coercing social media companies to engage in such censorship or actively controlling those companies' decisions about the content posted on their platforms. Does he have a point? And of course, bad day for drivers in Louisiana. 25 people were injured, 7 people killed on Interstate 55 as the search for victims continues and the governor is calling for blood donors. This was a super fog of smoke from South Louisiana marsh fires and dense fog caused multiple massive car crashes on I-55 involving a total of 158 vehicles. So that number of people injured and the number of fatalities may go up as responders continue to clear the crash scenes. I mean, it's a mess. Videos of the wreck showed what looked like an endless pile of junkyard cars. Manchac, Louisiana, is where this happened. Vehicles were crushed, rammed one under another, some engulfed in flames. Yep. Wow. What a mess. And, of course, there is some good news. Touchdown. Yeah. Now, here's the Cleveland Browns, and they're playing the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. And a cousin of one of the winning team's players actually gave birth in the stadium. Was born inside Lucas Oil Stadium. It was already a miracle, but the story became even sweeter when the relationship between the newborn and Browns wide receiver David Bell was discovered by Fox 59. So it's it got better. And see, at halftime, see what happened is the niece of the Cleveland Browns wide receiver David Bell comes in, and by the time she gets into the stadium, the water already broke, and by the time they got her to first aid and she was laying on the table, the baby's head was already crowning. So it's like, sorry, this baby's coming now. And so they delivered it right there in the stadium. So I don't know. Do you name it touchdown? I mean, what do you name it, right? I'm sure they got a name for it. But anyway, by halftime, David Bell, Browns wide receiver, and by the way, they won the game for the little one. Got to be acquainted with his grandbaby. There you have it. His uncle. He's an uncle. It's a niece. That would make him an uncle, right? It's amazing how this is. All right. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. If you want to add anything to it, we move on to economy and business. Auto insurance skyrockets in one U.S. city due to what? Soaring car thefts. Let's see. Can you guess what city that is? Yep. More victims have purchased replacement vehicles because of it. One local car dealership has seen roughly a 5-8% increase in customers because they've had their cars stolen. Monthly auto insurance rates are 43% higher there than anywhere else in the state, 231% more than the average national rate, according to Insurify, a company that tracks national and local insurance rate trends. Still wondering what city that is? Can you guess? Take a guess. Come on, say it. I can't hear you. What? If you said Baltimore, Maryland, you're right. You're like, what? Yeah. If you live in Baltimore or anywhere near there, you know. Yeah. Big Oil is getting bigger, by the way. Chevron's going to buy out Hess Corporation. Remember the Hess gas stations? Well, Chevron's going to buy them out for $53 billion in an all-stock deal, which is going to get a bigger U.S. oil footprint and a stake in rival ExxonMobil's massive Guyana discoveries, the latest in a series of blockbuster U.S. oil combinations. The Chevron deal announced yesterday in a $60 billion acquisition by Exxon earlier this month is going to add years of oil and gas production to the two top U.S. producers' portfolios, much of it from U.S. shale. And the deals, of course, will leave European oil rivals that had shifted their focus to renewable energy further behind in fossil fuels. And, of course, we here at the Power Hour applaud that because we're about 30 years behind technology. Why do I say that? The saga of the electric vehicle continues to worsen. Remember we told you yesterday about the 20,000 plus repair bill from people that whose batteries were destroyed by water, not covered under the warranty? Well, Tesla now admits that the DOJ is investigating its vehicle's driving range. This according to their own filings with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. They've received requests, this is the automaker now, for information including subpoenas regarding certain matters associated with personal benefits related parties and vehicle range. Huh. Investigators, prosecutors investigating the car maker for telling people it gets X number of miles to a charge. Huh. Interesting. Is it misleading customers or what? Rosy range values that don't often reflect reality? Huh. Pickups, they say, will get you so far, but they don't. Interesting. Here's something else interesting, too. Stellantis has taken a major hit at its most profitable plant, the one that makes the Ram pickup truck. 6,800 auto workers at the Sterling Heights plant joined tens of thousands of their fellow UAW strikers. Oh, they really kicked Stellantis where it hurts. Amazing. And of course, we're getting close to Halloween, so I thought this story would be appropriate. Trick or treat. LA's underbelly laid bare. Yep. They even have photos, but you'll have to access their email blast in order to see them. They're calling LA the fallen city as prostitutes in thongs are working the streets in broad daylight, thanks to a California law, the Safer Streets for All Act. Yep. Hundreds of prostitutes roaming Figueroa Boulevard. Yep. The scene has many questioning if such work is empowering for women. I mean, seriously, they have pictures of women out there in their underwear. Okay? Scantily clad. Imagine that being in LA. Well, if you're a politician, I'm sure you'd enjoy that. I'm sure most of the California State Assembly, you think? I'm asking a question now. Do you think the California State Assembly is taking advantage of that? Here's something else interesting before we start going to the phone lines here. Tyson Foods. I'm not going to buy any more Tyson stuff. They've announced a joint venture with Protix, the world's largest insect factory. Do you know where I'm going with this? They're going to start targeting pet food, aquaculture, and livestock industries. You will eat the bugs! They're going to use animal waste to feed flies, which will then be turned into food for pets, aquaculture, and livestock industries. Yeah, this is Tyson. Now, major meat producer. They produce chicken, all that. Now imagine you go get those Tyson chicken nuggets now, little kitties, and you wonder what's in them. Jeez. They're going to use a facility to use animal waste to feed black soldier flies, which will then be turned into food for pets, poultry, and fish. Yum, yum. Of course, they, according to CNN, don't know whether to believe that or not. Flies are not going into human food at this point. At this point, ha, think about that. Yeah, all right. I had to do my fly impersonation there. This is just crazy. Jeff in North Carolina. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Awesome show as usual. Hey, I got a few things I got to tell you, brother. You got to hear this. First off, when I called you Friday, I told you it was Kamala Harris' birthday. I forgot to tell you that she just turned 6. So, and actually, her real name is Jezebel. I don't know if you knew that. Her and Beyonce are sisters. They're both Jezebel. So, anyway, she just turned 6. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you was that I had saw this woman on it was either YouTube or on TikTok. Now, this woman was dead serious. She had glasses. Hair was as short as your hair. And she was on there saying how great of a job Biden is doing. Now, do you believe there are people walking around like that, Dave?
Yes, I do. There are a lot of them walking around like that. In fact, 20% of the American population, according to the latest polls, if you believe them or choose to believe them, thinks that Biden's doing a wonderful job. Of course, Bill Maher's coming out saying people going to college are going to turn out to be stupid. I'm paraphrasing here. Yeah, stupid, and then you're saddled with all this debt. But of course, you know, when you go there and you get a libtard education, of course you're going to think Biden's doing everything right. Then you're going to rebel at every little thing. I mean, it's crazy, Jeff. These people are nuts.
It's insane. And you know, and I got something else to tell you here, Dave. Now this person was talking to me seriously. Now this is one that's kind of close to me here. We're out talking on the porch, and talking about the people that got vaxxed, and you know, we were on that subject of the vaxxed. And she's telling me now she's serious. Now she's seriously saying that the people got vaxxed are okay, and the ones that didn't get vaxxed are the ones that are getting sick and the ones that are in danger right now. And then she tries to go to her phone and back herself up. I said, man, you are off the chain, absolutely nuts. Do you really believe that?
And yes, she does.
She was serious. Jeff,
yeah, I know she was serious. We're at the break right now. Kevin in Ohio, we're aware you're on the phone. Stay hold. Stay on hold. We'll be right back. We'll take your call after these important messages here at the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.